Guys, when do we start?
The night event.
Where?
First lot.
Last word on the first.
Oh, Maisie Bay. Tlan vele pasak reshei chutin shelahen psulin. So if we have a response, a brisa which seems to say the opposite. If he was to hang them, and then he didn't cut the strings, as we described, right? Yes, we're still talking about this. Psulin, they're apostle, right? My lab psul noilam. We talk about cut. Doesn't that mean that they are apostle forever? Right? That they will never be any good if you do this. Even if you were to
cut them before you.
Even if you were to cut them after, not before. Isn't that the implication?
Because before.
Well, isn't it before?
No, you're still.
No. That's cutting the right them before the knot is the right way to do it. Cutting them after the right knot is the wrong way to do it.
But surely the major base coming on the fact that you can cut it and only before the knot will be fine.
No, that's Shmuel's opinion. Right. We're going to ask Hashem Vesiyuv to the Rav, and this is the point of Kasha and Rav. Right, Rav was the one who says we don't have a problem with Taisa Menasi, with the Lemonasi, right? Amar lach Rav by psul psul dachi pasku. Rav says that's such a problem. What it's saying is that if you don't actually cut the strings, then it'll be possible. You can't just tie the knots, right?
Jeez.
Right. V'shmul abar psul b'leila. V'shmul says what it sounds like they're possible forever, and that's the way we pass in. V'chein amar Levi and old Levi. Who's Levi? Okay. Levi is a Talmud of Rebbe's, of Rabbi Yehuda Dasi. Bechida bar Levi, psulad loy lam, and Levi agrees with Shmuel. Bechida bar Rav Basa, Rav Shmuel, psulad loy lam. Rav Basa also said that Shmuel is possible loy lam. Ikde abri bar Rav Basa, bedidi ave uda, asa le kavi de bar Shmuel, bar bar li, psulad loy lam. And there are some people saying that what Rav Basa actually said was that he did this. Right, he didn't cut them until after he tied the knots, and then he brought it to Shmuel, and Shmuel told him that's possible. You need that. This is no good. Maisive, we have a brisa again. Right, Tilan v'acharkach pasak roishay chutin shelahen psulin. So he hung them, and after that he cut the strings. They're possible. Ve'oi tanya gabe sukkah, and also we have a brisa this time about sukkah. Taisa veloy minasu. What does Pasuk say you have to make?
You have to make it for the Sukkot.
You have to
make Sukkot.
Where does the Pasuk say you have to make Sukkot?
You can't.
What? What are you meant to make though?
A new Sukkot.
You people are actually quoting me the second half of the pasuk, and you don't remember what the first half of the pasuk said. Chag ha-sukkah. So it doesn't say you're meant to make a sukkah?
Yeah. You're meant to do sukkah.
It's chag. Also go to Shushila Yamin.
What's a chag?
A fiesta.
So that is a vastly better answer, but it's still wrong.
Why?
Because a chag is actually a korban chagiga.
What?
It's a korban chagiga. But that's fine. At least translating as festival is a reasonable translation.
But then it doesn't make sense to say Chag HaSukkot, which is talking about a korban.
Yeah, it should say
Shemikra. It should have been Tarei.
So what is Velom Yinah
HaSukkot? I don't know, that's so worried about. I'm not so worried about that. But right, but Chag HaSukkot, Shemikra isn't talking about Sukkot, but fine. That's the way it starts in the Gemara. Tasei Velom Yinah HaSukkot means that it can't be made automatically. So you weren't here yesterday, fine. So the discussion. What?
Should I cut up?
Taitz of Illumina also, because it wasn't explicitly alluded to in the Gemara. Taitz of Illumina also is just the call that's being discussed now. Basically, the case of the vine on top of the sukkah, right, and you cut it off.
Yeah, and then it's okay. Oh, because you have to shake it or something.
According to Shmuel, but not according to Rav, right?
Okay, so you have to like have an action in making it?
The reason why is because you need to put ready-made schach on the sukkah, not have something on the sukkah that then turns into schach on its own. Right, that's what Taisa V'Luminasu means. And also, the same rule exists with Tzitzis, hence, you can't wind the long string through four times and then cut it, and then tie knots and then cut it. You need to have the four strings there already before you tie the knots. Right? You need to, basically means you need to make things in the right order.
Okay.
Mikan Amru Hidla Leas Agevnes Delas Vesa Kisus Vesikyo Gavan Psula. And this is why they say that if you were to put some sort of vine on top of the sukkah and then put stuff over it, it would actually be pasul. Hey, Chidabi, what's the case? Leba Bishali Kitzatzan, my Iri Mishal Taisa Vilemin Asu. People play the Bifu Gwarandinu. What's the case? If the case was that you actually cut, if the case was that you didn't cut the vine, then why do you need the psul of Taisa Vilemin Asu? There's a much more obvious psul. They're mechubar l'karka. They're dying. They're still connected to the ground, right? Because they're still planted. And anything which is mechubar l'karka can't be used as stuff.
Why would you even have the issue of taisim?
So it's a case of taisim lemon also is when you did cut them, right? My yirin shon taisim lemon also. Teipuk leidim mechubar nino, right? Ella beshe katsasan vekasani psula. Rather, we're talking about a case you cut it, and the bryce said it's puzzle, right? That's called taisim lemon also. Therefore, we learn that means the le'amrinang sitzasan zuiyasiyasan, and therefore we don't say that cutting them off is a sufficient action to make the tzach. You need to actually then move them again, right? That was what Shmuel said on the previous amud. V'siyuvda de Rav, and that is a disproof of what Rav said. Right, Rav said that we're not worried about our taste of luminosity. Amar lach Rav, achamayaskinan, deshalfinhu, shalufi, deloy, minkara, asiya, didhu. Took me a second. Okay. Okay, basically what the idea is that you just sort of caused them to be burdened and so they sort of fell off the tree. Right, that's what happened, right? And then it doesn't look like you cut them properly for that purpose. And that's why it's a problem. It doesn't look like you actually cut the leaves and the stuff and put it there.
Yeah, that kind of has to be like a root, like if it's like a weed and you have a root to hanging.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Rashi says, Dashkan mina ilan achen nitzkan. It sounds like you sort of, maybe you weighted them down or something, like they sort of disconnect on their own. Like you arrange it, but they sort of disconnect on their own and then fall on top of the sukkah. That's basically the idea. In such a case, right, they would be puzzled even according to Rav. Yeah, it doesn't look like you actually disconnected them for stuck, yeah?
That's only if it's not like dominated by tzitzkach, right?
Yeah, yeah, that everybody agrees.
Sure.
Yeah.
That really isn't.
Okay. Okay. So mikol mo. So then, fine. That's the case that Rav puts thinks the Bryce is talking about. So then, Rashi, the Gemara says mikol makoim telaan ve'archar kach pasach kashya le'Rav. Even so, right, the case of that the Brisa seems to be describing is a case where you, right, is a case where you first put them on and then you cut it, and therefore it is a kashya for Rav. Right? Lema kesanaim, maybe this is really machai kesanaim, and therefore Rav and Shmuel are passing on different days and trying. In the night, right? Aval ketam psal pasul divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Yoita. Tadak v'chamim marsh v'chachamim machshirin. Okay, so if you have hadassim, right? Everyone knows what hadassim is, right? The myrtle leaves, right? Now myrtle branches, in addition to having leaves on them, in addition to having those small sort of very classic shaped leaves in bunches of two or three, right, also have berries on them.
Really?
Yoni's asking, why have I never seen a single berry on my hadassim?
Why have I never seen a single berry on my hadassim?
The reason why is because they're possible. If there's berries on your hadassim, then the hadassim are possible. At least if there's more berries, I have no idea.
Can you pluck them off?
Oh, can you pluck them off?
Yeah.
So that's exactly what we're about to discuss.
Okay, premium. Try those.
I don't even know if they're healthy. Anyway, so, right, we have these myrtle berries that are on the hadassim. If there's more berries than leaves, then the hadassim are a parcel. right? So what if you have a hadat branch that has more berries than leaves on it, right? So if you were to then pull the berries off, right? Avar velikatan. Puzzle. It's puzzle. Divrei Shimon ben Rabbi Shimon ben Yoyi Tanakh. That doesn't work. Once it started off with more berries and leaves, it's always considered to have more berries and leaves. It's always puzzle. Right? The Chachamim makshirin. The Chachamim say it's all good. Right? So Rav says, you're puzzling like Rabbi Shimon ben Yoyi Tanakh, right? And I'm puzzling like Chachamim. Savrua dechuli alma lulav tzarich eged v'yalfinam lulav mitzuka dechziv ga mitzuka taise v'loi min ha'asoi. Right, and we think, this is what we think is going on, right? Everybody agrees that a lulav has to be leikuva tied together. Maybe it's true. Do we pass in a lulav has to be tied together?
Yes.
So the answer is probably not.
Really?
Yes.
Tied together with the other stuff.
We'll get to this as a much later Gemara, but we use probably passing lulav ein sarich eged.
Do you mean tied together with the other things, or you mean like where it's like firm?
Yeah, with the other.
Oh.
Right. For various reasons, the Minhag HaOlam is to tie a lulav together with the other minim. We will discuss that when we get to it. Right. That's a sugya later in the Masechta.
Like hold it.
The basket, or if you're Chabad or Bris, you don't want to use the basket, so that you tie it together with lulav ties. We'll discuss all this when we get to that sugya, right? But right, in principle, we paskin lulav ein tzarich eged. But now the Gemara is saying maybe everybody thought that a lulav tzarich eged, that a lulav actually should be tied together with the other minim, right? The alfida lulav mitzukah. We learned the lulav from the sukkah, right? We learned dinim about lulav from sukkah. As it said in a sukkah, taisa veloi bina asoi. Right? A sukkah has a din called taisa veloi bina asoi. Now, what's going on, right? Sukkah has a particular order of things that need to be done. The sukkah has to be kasher sukkah before it goes on the sukkah. If it's not, then the sukkah is pasul. Right? So the idea is similar here, right? What you'll say is if you were to have the hadassim and the aravos already in the eged, already tied together with the lulav, which is how it becomes kosher. And then you start pulling the berries off the hadassim, that's going to be taisim v'lo min asoi. It's the wrong order. The hadassim have to be kosher hadassim before they get connected with the lulav. Okay. Everybody has said? Yeah? So then we say. I lost my place.
Wait, so how does it solve it?
Wait. My love, behaka bifugated. Isn't this exactly what they're arguing about? Deba debachsher safar abridim gabe suka ksasa zui yasi yasad, ve gabe lulav nabi abridim likitasa zui yasi yasad, about the pasil safar loy abridim gabe suka ksasa zui yasi yasad, ve gabe lulav loy amrin alze likitasa zui yasi yasad. Wouldn't we say that they're arguing about exactly the same thing as Rav and Shmuel are arguing about here? Right? Just like in Shmuel, in Sukkah, Rav thinks that just cutting the schach from the ground is enough, right? And Shmuel says, no, that's putting the schach, you've put the schach on before you've made a kosher. So maybe the same machlok is happening in the machlok Tanaim here, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoi Tzadak will say that you've got the adasim in the eged, and the fact that you're pulling off the berries now, right, is the wrong order. Right, and the Chachamim will say we're not so makbid about order. We're not as makbid as all that. Right, they're disagreeing about that. Right, isn't that a reasonable read? In which case, it's a machlokes tanaim about lulav, and we learn lulav from sukkah. Therefore, the same machlokes will also be true about sukkah. Right, that's what the Gemara suggested. Like, no, it's wrong. Dechuli alma leyam rinan gabi sukkah tizasin zui yasi yasin vehacha bemelaf lulav misukkah kamifli man the machshir savar lo yelfinan lulav misukkah man the pasul savar yelfinan lulav misukkah. Right, says no. Everybody agrees. All the Tanaim it is. Right, Shmuel says to Rav, all the Tanaim agree with me. You have no opinion among Tanaim that supports you. Ah, you'll tell me, what about the opinion of Chachamim here? The machlokes isn't with regard to sukkah. The machlokes is regard to whether we then learn from sukkah to lulav. Right? Rabbi Shimon ben Yoyi Tzadak thinks we do, and therefore he paskins in lulav like he would paskin in sukkah. And Chachamim say, even though we paskin like we're in sukkah, we don't think we should learn from sukkah to lulav. And therefore, the same psul which exists with sukkah won't necessarily exist in lulav. Okay? ve'ibayis ema. Or maybe this is a different explanation of the machlekes. Is vira lamda lulav tzarich eged kuli alma leipligi de'afina lulav mitzuka ve'achabayik ve'behayka mifligi. Mar savar tzarich erum ve'mar savar ein tzarich eged. Right? Or maybe they're not arguing about the question of whether we learn from sukkah to lulav. They'll agree, we do. What in that case are they arguing, according to Shmuel? They're arguing about whether an eged is in fact necessary, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says that an eged is a necessary part of the mitzvah, and Chacham say it's not. Now, why is that? Why does that solve the problem? Because if the eged is not a necessary part of the mitzvah, and you're just binding them together for purposes of noi, which is probably what you passed in, right? Then, right? Why is it a very, very important psak? Because what that means is that you can, the fact that the hadassim are now kind of tied together with the lulav is not really halachically meaningful, right? You could do the mitzvah without them being tied to the lulav. So there's no difference between picking up the berries when they're tied to the lulav or when they're picking up the berries before they're tied to the lulav. I mean, it might be easier to pick up the berries before they're tied to the lulav, but like beyond the practical issue, there's actually no difference.
That's it. You still know that they're
absolutely, that's what I'm saying. This is a second way that Shmuel might learn the machlokes, right? Of the books of the Hanitanai, the Sanya lulav ben agud or ben she'eino agud kosher, and they're disagreeing about a different machlokes tanaim because we have Bryce that says a lulav whether it's tied together or not is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda mer agud kosher she'eino agud kol. Rabbi Yehuda says if it's tied together, it's inachinami kosher, right? And if it's not tied together, then it is pasul, right? By type of the Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Yalif lekicha lekicha bi agudas ezayv tihasa bukakteb agudas ezayv uzivachel lekakteb lachem beyoy berishet ba'alahal be'agudah kar be'agud. The rabbanan sa ve'rabbanan lekicha melekicha lo yalfidan. Right? Rabbi Yehuda learns a gzeira shava. Right? The pasuk says, ulekachtem lachem agudas ezayv. Where does the pasuk say that? No. What happened in Shmoyz Yud Beis Kaf Beis?
It's a mezuzah. Somewhere with after a war.
Korban Pesach.
I say. Mezuzah. Ukachtem lachem agudas ezayv.
Shmoyz Yud Beis, they're still... Are they leaving Egypt?
Yeah, Yoni, what happened there? And what did they have to do with the Korban Pesach?
They had to like take it and smear it.
Right, so they had to take Agudas Ezoiv Ezoiv and Erez Ezoiv Ushni Soilas, right? Right, they tied it together with a string tied red with the blood of a particular worm, right? And then they would take that bundle of twigs, basically, and they would use it to smear the blood on the doorposts. I know that you saw the word mezuzah in the pasuk on the side of your Gemara. And you didn't. Okay, fine. So that's what they did. And that had to be a bundle, right? It was tied together, right? Agudas Ezoiv, that's what it says. It means a bundle with the Ezoiv in it. Right? Therefore, and it's here, it says, Ulkachtem Lachem Ba'yom Rishon. It says about the lulav, the mitzvah, the rites of lulav, is Ulkachtem Lachem Ba'yom Rishon. You should take the lulav for yourself on the first day. Right? Therefore, right, we'll learn Xer Shafa, Ulkachtem. Just like there it has to be a bundle, so too here it has to be a bundle. That's what Rabbi Yehuda thinks. Right? Acham say, no, we don't learn that Xer Shafa. We don't agree with that Xer Shafa. Now, no, there are, it's interesting, the way the Gemara phrases it, the Gemara says, lekicha mi lekicha loy yalfinam, right? So Rashi says, right, lekicha, we didn't learn this Gzeira Shava. Meaning what? We have a halacha, which is a little bit complicated, because it's not totally obvious that it's always observed, but there is a halacha that we don't darshan new Gzeira Shavas for ourselves, right? Whatever Gzeira Shavas we have a tradition about, Gishmak, and the ones that we don't have a tradition about, we don't hold off, right? Why is that the case?
Which can start pulling Gzeira Shavas out of anyone.
you can dog there yourself between almost any two words to mean almost anything. So like, it's obviously in that sense a very powerful tool, but it's
too powerful.
Yes, exactly. Right. You can say almost anything using Gzeira Shava. So Chacham said we don't have a tradition for that Gzeira Shava. Now the truth is what they might be saying is that we don't learn Lekicha Melkicha. Why would that be a good pshat in the Gemara? We won't learn Lekicha or Kachem, that root, Lekicha, we won't allow to be used for Gzeira Shavas.
Maybe that's too negative.
Not really. It's a very common word. Right? If a word is very, 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 very common, you might be less more reluctant to use it as a Gzeira Shava.
Don't we do that for Kedushin or something? Like Kicha Kicha?
Kicha Kicha Misefron, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not the Chacham.
I'm sorry?
That wouldn't be this. So the Chacham wouldn't have said that.
Firstly, that might not be the way we learn our Kiddushi Kesef. There's another day in the Gemara and another day in the Yishalmi about how we learn it. But second, and it's a machlokes shonim, exactly how we learn, what's the makor for Kiddushi Kesef. Secondly, that Gzeira Shava is a little bit... Anyway, that Gzeira Shava is extremely schwer, so it's not... Like, it's very, very... It's a very, very famous... famous question we were showing exactly what's going on in Gzeira Shava. It sounds like we learn a din from in Gzeira Shava, which is a din d'oraisa, but then we learn it from Pasuk in Nevi'im. Like, it has all sorts of problems in it. That Gzeira Shava has all sorts of problems. Okay. Anyway, so fine. So that's a fun run. Keman azla hadesanya lula mitzvah le'agdoiva im le'agdoi kasher. Who says that there's a mitzvah to tie together lulav? But if you didn't, it's kasher at the end. He Rabbi Yehuda ki le'agdoi na my kasher. If it's Rabbi Yehuda said you need to do it. So if you don't do it, it wouldn't be kasher, right? And then he Rabbanan na mitzvah. If it's Rabbanan, then why is it a mitzvah? La'olam Rabbanan he. No, this is according to Rabbanan, and this is really the way we paskin. Umishum shenemar zein li van ve'u hasna'e lefanov b'mitzvah. And because of zein li van ve'u, you're meant to make mitzvahs beautiful, physically beautiful. Right? And so Chachamim are saying, okay, we don't have a halacha that you need to do an eged, right? That you need to create this object made out of lulav adasim ba'arav, right? But at the same time, right, you want to anyway because it looks better, and you want mitzvahs to be things that, you know, that you want them to be pretty.
How come it doesn't end by being tiyufta?
I mean, it's not per se a tiyufta de Rav, right? In other words, Rav had a way of using the spraisa which made sense for him. But say it's a tiyufta de Rav is not totally accurate in that sense.
So then how come it didn't give Rav an opportunity to defend himself?
I mean, it did. Rav was the first one. Rav was the one who brought the spraisa. He said, maybe this is a machlokes tadayim. And Shmuel said, no, I don't think it's a machlokes tadayim because I read the spraisa differently. No? Okay. Okay, let's continue. If I remember correctly, the sugi will show up again, so I'll talk about it a little bit more later because we already got out of time.
The sugi will show up again.
But we'll talk about it later. Okay. Zekal, kol davar shebekabel tuba bekuli badave mile. Right, so we have a general call. Anything which is bekabel tuba cannot be used for stuff. Right? Where do we learn that from? The pasuk says, "Ve'ed yale bidharetz." Right, a fog came up from the land. Right, just as a fog is something which apparently grows from the ground, because that's what the pasuk said. Right, in this case, right, and for sure, fog is not a kabel tuba, right? So too, tzach has to be something which is grows from the ground, not a kabel tuba. Firstly, where's the pasuk? Don't look in your thing. You should know. Well done. I have to look at your bar. Where in Bereshit is it? Right, which Perek?
You know, he knows them by Aliyah.
Perek Aleph or Perek Bet?
It's Perek Beis. It is Perek Beis, right? It's before the creation of Adam Rishon, right? The pasuk describes how Eid Yalebida Aretz, right? That it got aided prior to the creation of Adam Rishon. There was a mist which came out of the ground, and then all the plants and stuff grew, right? That's the way it's described in Perek Beis and Bereshit. So, right now, the next question: what does that have to do with Sukkah? Yes, what does it have to do with Sukkah? Shkoyech. and aid growth of the ground, apparently, right? And it's definitively not Makamal Tuma, but it's got nothing to do with sukkah.
Because we were surrounded in a cloud.
Okay, but why would we learn a din about stuff from mist? Sorry?
Because we're in a cloud in the desert, and cloud is at the top of a fog. So.
Baruch Shekivanta. Right, the apostle.
Oh, really?
Yes. The Gemara says, Hanicha leman de amaran and yakavoid hayu. This makes all this limud is perfect for someone who said, now what did we stay in desert? Did we stay in sukkos? No, we didn't stay in sukkos, right? We stayed in clouds. God protected us with ananeya kavod, right? That's what we're remembering on sukkos. So it makes a lot of sense. The sukkah that we're staying in and memory of the sukkos in desert has to be just like what God created us in desert. It has to be a cloud, right?
Yeah.
Ella leman damra sukkos mamish aslehem aikele meimer. Right, for so the one who said that sukkos mamish, who said that? Rabbi Akiva, it was Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, right? Right? Desanya, Kibisu, Koyte Shafi, Espene Yisroel. Right, sorry. Michael Amira, right? Who was, what's he going to say? As we had Brisa, right? The puzzle said, Kibisu, Koyte Shafi, Yisroel. I house Israel in Sukkos. That's the reason for the mitzvah, right? We have to remember that Hashem housed us in Sukkos. Ananeya Kavod Hayu, the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, no, they weren't really Sukkos in the sense that we make Sukkos now, right? They were. And they're covered. They work these clouds of glory.
And that's Sukkah Mamash somehow?
That's not Sukkah Mamash. That's the opposite. They, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't keep us in Sukkah, he keeps us in clouds.
Oh, so the people that say Sukkah Mamash just have nothing to say.
That's what the Gemara said. I mean, they obviously do have something to say, but at this stage, the Gemara is saying, what are they going to say, right? Yes. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Sukkah is Mamish Asulahem. Rabbi Akiva says, they actually built Sukkahs in the desert. Why? So, Rashi says, what's the machlekes, right? The Rabbi Eliezer says the clouds were there to protect them from scorpions, spiders, etc., right? Rabbi Kiva thinks they needed shade. Right, so they built Sukkahs for shade. Ah, so what's the, well, we can't use that limud, right? Yeah, yeah. So in that case, well, how are we going to learn from Rabbi Akiva? That's exactly the question. Well done, Gideon. Right? Ki asa rab dimi amar rabbi yoichanan amar kra chagasu kois taase lecha mekish suka lechagiga. It's amazing that I would have said something that might be right. Right? Vacha giga davar sheine mekabal tuva v'gidloi min ha'aretz. Avsuka davar sheine mekabal tuva v'gidloi min ha'aretz. So, Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, right, the pasuk said, Chag ha'sukkos ta'aselach, make the festival, not the festival, right, the festive offering of sukkos, right? Mekish sukkah lechagiga. We compare the sukkah to the korban chagiga. Just as the chagiga is something which is not mekabel tuma, why is it not mekabel tuma? Meat is mekabel tuma. Meat is mekabel tuma. A korban is more mekabel tuma than other meat. So why is a chagiga not mekabel tuma? It's still alive, right? Right. We're talking about when it's still alive. An alive animal is not mekabel tuma, right? The gidulei mina aretz, and it grows from the land. What does that mean? Does it really, really, really? Does it really grow from the land? Do
grows
grow from
the
land? Sorry.
It grows naturally.
And it feeds on things that grow from the land, right? It's sort of second step growing from the land. Right. This is a very relevant discussion in the question of milking cows at the cows on Shabbos. So we probably pass this something more. Sounds like milking cows on Shabbos is daraisa, right?
Not allowed to do it. Daraisa.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely not allowed to do it, right?
Right,
the Gemara sounds like it's the right truth of the Machlokes. It's not clear that we pass. No, we fine. I don't want them to do details right now. Right, it's not clear. It's not totally clear. But in any case, the Gemara sounds like milking cows might really be an Isteraisa. Right? How could it possibly be different? Be an Isteraisa separating something from taking something from inside something else? Something Isteraisa if it's from something that grows in the ground. So maybe this is the way in that cows grow from the ground. They eat grass. Right. So afsukah darshein mekabel tuma gidlei ma'aretz. So to a sukkah has to be something which is not mekabel tuma, and it has to grow from the ground. The Gemara says, "I ma chagiga bali chayim afsukah nami b'chayim." What? Maybe you'll say in that case that a sukkah has to be an animal, just like the chagiga. I mean, the chagiga is last time we checked an animal, right? So maybe sukkah has to be an animal.
Is that a serious comment, or is that like a joke?
No, can you make
that
a
last
sukkah?
Last time we checked it, the fact that the what the Gemara said.
No, like what the Gemara just said. So that kind of like a.
No, can you make a sukkah?
That's a problem with the limud, that's right. Why are you...
Can you make a sukkah? Is that an eruv? You can make out of like an animal or something like that, like a live animal.
Discussions about that exist in Masechet Eruv, and actually in Masechet Sukkah as well. Using a sukkah as part of the wall, a live animal as part of the wall of sukkah. Right? Ki asa rabin amar rabbi yechnan amar kra ba'as becha migarnecha o mikvecha v'psoilis gar v'yeke v'kos medavar. Right? So it's combining. Right. The pasuk said that the pasuk that you, when do you celebrate sukkahs? When you're collecting things from the goren. What's the goren? Very good. And the yekev is? Yeah. Very good. Well done, right? So, right, bipsulis, the leftovers from the threshing floor and the winery is what it's talking about. Making a leftover leaves, leftover grape skins, leftover, you know, chaff from the wheat. That's the sort of thing we're talking about, right? Ve'ema goren atzmo ve'yekev atzmo. Maybe what it's really talking about is the actual product of the winery and of the goren of the threshing floor. Abba Rabbi Zeira, Yekev Sinkad, V'afshar Lesakech Bay. So Rabbi Zeira says, it's true, it does say winery. That is in fact what it says. Ella, there's a problem. The question that we asked was, why can't you use the product of the winery? Why don't you use the product of the winery itself for the purposes of making sach? Right? It doesn't provide shelter.
Yes.
It's wine. You can't make schach out of it. You can't make anything out of it. But it's a liquid. Okay, so maskifla rabbi yirmiya ve'ima yayid karish haba misnir shodome le'igule dveila. Maybe we're talking about dried up wine. Apparently there was some stuff that they made in snir. Where is snir? No. Everybody, I'm assuming, does name mikrach atagam. Okay, so where is Sneer?
Where is what?
Sneer. It's Harchan Ratan, right? Okay. End of Sefer Pirmin. End of Sefer Pirmin. Right, so maybe that's what I'm talking about. On the Chermon, apparently they made some sort of congealed wine. They dried out, they dehydrated the wine, right? And they made some sort of like iguli dvila. Iguli dvila, what they sound like. What they do is basically take figs, right? And you squish them together, right? Yeah. You squish them together, right? And then you basically put them on the tops of barrels and that shapes them into a circle, right? And they dry there, and they're solid, like they're very, very solid. And that was how they stored figs long term, right? And then you can rehydrate them when you want to eat them. I mean, what does rehydrate? You soak them in water when you want to eat them, right? So they apparently made wine in a similar fashion, but they would dehydrate it, right? And they'd make cakes out of it, which are very solid, and you can use those for stach, right? So, yeah, I mean, at least it's physically possible to use those for stach.
Rain would be killer.
I'm sorry?
So, rain would really be killer.
Rain would be really fun, yeah, right? I'm a Rabbi Zeira Habilsa Havi Biyadad Veasa Rabbi Rabbi Yirbia Veshada Be Darga. Right? So Rabbi Zeira said, we thought that we knew the reason for this Mishnah. We thought the reason that you couldn't use Stach, which is the Kabbal Tuba, is because, right, that you just can't use wine. Right? It's impossible. Right, and that's how we learn it has to be what's left over. And then it's what's left over, well, what's left over is not a kabbal tuba. That's what the limud is, right? Rabbi Yirmiya came and ruined it for us because he found a way for us to use actual wine. First chach, right? Rav Ashi Amar... Sorry?
It is a kabbal tuba.
I assume so, yeah. I would assume so, yeah. Rav Ashi Amar mer garnecha ve le garnatzme mikvecha ve le yekevatzme. Rav Ashi says, no, it says mik garnecha u mi yekvecha. It's from them, something which comes out of them, but not the primary thing which comes out of them. Right, that's the limud. Rav Chista Amar Mehacha, Rav Chista says from a different place. Se'u'a har ve'fiu alai zayis ve'alei eitz shemen ve'alei hadas ve'alei smarim ve'alei eitz avais. Hainu hadas, hainu eitz avais. Amar Rav Chista hadas shoyte l'suka ve'itz avais le'lulav.
Is this a new limud for the second part we're trying to prove, or for the original part?
I'm sorry?
Is there a different Is he proving the
Tumah,
or is he now proving the
Gorn? The same, no, it's a completely different limb.
Of the Tumah.
For that, the thing that Tzach has to be Gidulei Ben Aretz and not the Kabbal Tumah, right?
The one with the fog.
The one with the fog is only good for Rabbi Eliezer. That's Sukkos because of other Yekamim. What about Rabbi Akiva?
The one with the Chagiga
didn't work out, right? And so now, then we tried Migornecha Mikvecha, and Rav Ashi found a way to rescue that one, and Rav Chisda just had a different idea, right? What's the idea? Right, the Pasuk says, go out to the mountain, right, and bring me olive leaves, and Alei Eitz Shemen, the leaves of the tree that makes oil, which is very good. It's the same thing, right? Ve'alei Tmarim, Ve'alei Hadas, sorry, and the leaves of a myrtle, Ve'alei Tmarim, and pine leaves, Ve'alei Eitz Avos, and the leaves of an Eitz Avos. What is that?
Eitz Avos.
Yeah. I mean, with an ayin, but what is the Eitz Avos?
Is that one of the species?
Which one is it? Very good. Which means that we've got the hadasim repeated as well. So we've got both olive leaves and hadas and myrtle leaves repeated. Right? What's going on? Hainu hadas, hainu eitz avos. Aren't they the same thing? Amar Rav Chisda hadas shoyta l'sukah ve'eitz avos. If it is hadas shoyta, meaning it's a hadas twig, which is not usable for lulav for whatever reason. It doesn't have enough leaves. The leaves aren't coming in threes, right? It has too many berries, right? It's just too short. It's stamazoid too short, right? It's possible for use of lulav, you could use it for stach. If it's not possible to use for stach, and if it's not possible to use a lulav, then use it for the lulav. That was the point of this pasuk.
And how did you learn from that? Because
therefore, that's an example for what you can use for the purposes of stach.